Jaya Radha Madhava Kunnabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunnabi Hari. No bijana malaba yiri varadagure. No bijana malaba yiri varadagure. Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana. Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana. Yamuna te rabanachari. Yamana te ravana jagudi. Jai ho Radha Madhava Kunnabi Hari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunnabi Hari. Gopi Jana Madhava Kiri Vardha Hari. Gopi nana malaba kiri baladari. Yasoda nana braja jana ranjana. Yasodhanana vraja jana ranjana. Yamuna te rabanachari. Yamuna te rabanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunnabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunnabi Hari. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paravidakacharya Also Tera Sitashi Shimad. His Divine Grace Abhaya Charanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Kichai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Kichai. Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrindagajai Namacharya Srila Huidas Thakur Kichai. Param Se Gaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasudhi Gaur, Bhakta Vrinda Gajaya, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Gopa Gopinath, Sayam Kunda, Radha Kunda, Giri Govardhan Kijai, Vrindavanam Kijai, Maturadam Kijai, Jagannatha Swami Kijai, Yuvanavaya Kijai, Shimani Lassi Devi Kijai, Sapaveda Bhakta Vrinda Kijai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Namini Namaste Saraswati Deve. Gauravani Pracharani Nivashesha Shinyavadi Paschacha Deshatarani. So, Om Aganata, I see. So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 37th chapter, text 25. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavan Api Govindo Hatva Kishinam Ahave Pashun Apalayat Palai Retire Braja Sukhavaha Bhagavan Api Govindo Atva Kishinamahave Pashuna Palayat Palayar Prithai Raja Sukhavaha Bhagavan Api Govindo Atva Kishinamahave Pashuna Palayat Palayi Prithai Raja Sukhavana Bhagavan Api Govindo Hatva Keshina Makhave Pashuna Palayat Pale Prithai Raja Sukhavana Sukhavaha. Bhagavan Api Govinda. Na palayat palay. Ritaya Raja Sukhavaha. Okay. Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, Api, and Govinda, Govinda, Hatva, having killed, Keshinam, the demon Keshi, Ahave, in battle, Pashun, the animals. Apalayat, he tended. Palai, together with the coward boys. Ritai, who were pleased. Praja, to the inhabitants of Vrindavana. Sukha, happiness. Avaha, bringing. Translation, after killing the demon Keshi in battle, the Supreme Personality of Godhead continued to tend the cows and other animals in the company of his joyful coward boyfriends. Thus, he brought happiness to all the residents of Vrindavana. So you can repeat. After killing the demon Keshi in battle, the Supreme Personality of Godhead continued to tend the cows and other animals in the company of his joyful coward boyfriends. Thus he brought happiness to all the residents of Vrindavana. So there's no purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, and so we're going to read the commentaries by the Acharyas. Srila Jiva Goswami comments, Narada departed. Though he was Bhagawan, Krishna herded the cows because he was Govinda. He enjoyed pastimes suitable as king of the Gokula manifested on earth. This sentence continues the narrative before Narada arrived. Thus it says, after killing Keshi, the word ahave in battle indicates Krishna was not injured by others because of his great strength. He herded cows with the coward boys who had now lost all fear and were thus pleased, Pritahaye. All the people of Braj were happy following him as he left Braj for the forest. So Sanatana Goswami comments, though he was the Lord, he continued to herd the cows. Being affectionate to the devotees, how could he not keep Narada, who desired the Lord, there? Though he was the Lord, he continued to herd the cows with the cowards, because he was the Lord of Gokula Govindaha. Moreover, he brought happiness to Braja continually in order to accomplish pastimes with them. He could not keep Narada there since he worried about his offense to the people of Braj, since he was affectionate to the devotees. Thus he is called Bhagavan and Govinda. He killed Keshi in battle. This indicates his great strength. He herded the cows with the cowards who were pleased, Pritahai, with his killing Keshi. They praised him with various verses. Tato gopyascha gopyascha hate keshini vismitaha tushtuvu pundarikaksham anuraga manoramam. When Keshi was killed, the cowards and gopis were astonished. They praised lotus-eyed Krishna, attractive with anuraga. That's from the Vishnu Purana. Tam hatam keshinam drishtva gopa gopastriyaschata bhavuvur mudita sarve hata vigna hata klamaha damodaram chashri mantam yathashtanam yathavayaha avyannandan prihayar ipakyai pujayanta puna punaha. Seeing Keshi dead, the cowards and their wives were overjoyed. They were free of all obstacles and fatigue. They welcomed beautiful Krishna according to age and place with pleasing words and worshipped him again and again. And that's from the Harivamsa. According to these authors, Keshi was killed within Braja. Though they praised Krishna before Narada came, they also praised him afterwards. Out of respect for the greatest guru, Narada, Shukadev places his praises of the Lord first. Or because Narada was coming, Krishna sent the people here and there. Thus they could not utter their praises at that time, or since killing Keshi was not astonishing, they did not utter praises distinctly. Krishna continued to give bliss to Braja. He did not develop yet the desire to go to Mathura, though the information had been given by Narada. So, Bhagavan api Govinda khatva keshinam ahave pashun palayat palay pritay braja sukha bahaha Om Ganati Mirandasya Gananjana shlakaya chakshur unmiritam yena tasmai shi garbe namaha. So just going back a little bit with this particular narration, consulting the Gopal Champu, which really gives much more information about Krishna's discussion with Narada Muni than we have in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, the Gopal Champu just like, I don't want to use the word fleshes it out, but actually expands it. And it tells about not only does the few Krishna's pastimes that we heard about in the Srimad Bhagavatam are described, but Narada goes into practically every single pastime that occurs after Krishna leaves Vrindavan. He really gives elaborate discussion, elaborate dissertation of that. And then Krishna keeps asking, so when Narada is describing all these different pastimes in Dwarka, Krishna keeps asking Narada the question, when will I go back? It's really interesting. You've read that part of the Gopal Champu? He keeps asking, when will I go back? When will I go back? And Narada keeps saying, not yet. Not yet, you're not going back. And then he describes Krishna's pastimes just to stir up Krishna's emotions of wanting to be in Vrindavan. So he describes Krishna's pastimes in Kurukshetra with the gopis when they met during the time of the eclipse. And eventually, he says, after killing Dantavakra and Vidurata, which are two of the last demons that Krishna kills, Krishna returns and Krishna arranges, or there's an arrangement for Krishna to marry all the gopis in Vrindavan, to actually have a marriage with all the gopis in Vrindavan. And in order for everyone or the appropriate persons to witness, Krishna sends Daruka, you know, his chariot driver, his servant. Krishna sends Daruka to get Balaram and Rohini to bring them back so they can witness the marriage. And then, so anyway, so this is the whole discussion that goes on before or during Narada Muni's encounter with Krishna. Now I'm going to read the Krishna book translation for this particular verse. And it's good to hear from Prabhupada. After he had killed the Keshi demon, Krishna returned to tending the cows with his friends on the forest as if nothing had happened. Thus Krishna is eternally engaged in his transcendental activities in Vrindavan with his friends, the coward boys and gopis, but sometimes he exhibits the extraordinary prowess of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by killing different types of demons. So you see this particular indication that Prabhupada's pointing out in the Krishna book in the use of the two words, Bhagavan Api Govinda. Anyway, they'll just have to tolerate. I'm not going to go back to the computer. They'll have to turn up their phones. So we have in the first line of this particular verse is Bhagavan Api Govinda. That means, sometimes Api is translated and Bhagavan and or also like that. So it's interesting, you have Bhagavan. Of course, Bhagavan is what we call a secondary name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For those of you who don't know what secondary names mean, that means a name that refers to his position, like the name God, Paramatma, Super Soul. These are all secondary names of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And primary names are names that refer to him in terms of his pastimes and interactions and personality and spiritual qualities, such as here, Govinda, Krishna, Rama, all these different names are primary names. So you may ask, why do we have these two different names, the primary name and the secondary name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Because the secondary name is given to indicate his position as killing the demons. Now we understand, according to Srila Prabhupada's description, that when Krishna kills the demons in Vrindavan, he does that as his expansions, Vishnu expansion. He doesn't do that in terms of his original form. So Krishna, interestingly enough, even in Vrindavan, is expanding himself. Of course, expanding himself in other ways too. He expands himself as Govardhan Hill. He expands himself as Balaram and the different paraphernalia in Vrindavan. So we can understand that this Bhagavan refers to Krishna as majestic aspect. Now, so let's talk about the word Govinda. And the name Govinda, interestingly enough, in the Bhagavatam, there's a statement that, let me read this, how Krishna got the name Govinda. In the 10th canto, 27th chapter, texts 22 to 23, which I'm going to read right now, we find Krishna getting the name Govinda. Of course, Krishna's name, eternal name, is Govinda. And sometimes it appears that Krishna is getting something that he didn't have, but actually he has eternally, just like in, when Krishna and Arjuna helped Agni burn the Kandava forest, because the story is that Agni actually had indigestion. He had been drinking ghee, or someone had been feeding him ghee, some king, for like, I think it was 11 or 12 years or something like that. A constant sacrifice. Can you imagine that? And Agni wanted to eat the Kandava forest, and Krishna and Arjuna helped him eat the Kandava forest. And Agni was very pleased with Krishna and Arjuna. And because he was very pleased with Krishna and Arjuna, he gave them presents, right? What present did he give them? Anyone remember? He gives Krishna the Sudarshan. And he gives Arjuna what? The Gandiva, according to the Mahabharata. Even though the month Gandiva is eternally a part of Arjuna's paraphernalia and the Sudarshan is part of Krishna's paraphernalia. And then also you have this story that we're going to come to about the Krishna killing, what, the Panchajanya demon. We're going to come to later. And then Krishna gets what from the Panchajanya demon? What? The conch shell. What? Maybe there's another story, but the one version of the Mahabharata, he gets it from Agni. And so you have the Lord's eternal paraphernalia apparently coming to him when it actually belongs to him. So in the Bhagavatam, there's this interesting story about how Krishna is given the name Govinda in the 10th canto, 27th chapter, text 22 to 23. I'm going to really read it. Shukadeva Goswami said, having thus appealed to Lord Krishna, Mother Surabhi performed his bathing ceremony with her own milk. And Indra, ordered by Aditi and the other mothers of the demigods, anointed the Lord with heavenly Ganga water from the trunk of Indra's elephant, Airavata. Thus, in the company of the demigods and great sages, Indra coronated Lord Krishna, the descendant of Dasharatha, and gave him the name Govinda. So, what does Govinda mean? And what does it mean to us? What does the name Govinda mean to us? Of course, according to, I did some research on this, obviously. Go, generally we hear that go means what? Cow. We also hear from Prabhupada that go means what else? the senses. Like Prabhupada would sometimes say, talk about the word Goswami, which means a controller of the senses. Someone in the renounced order of life is called Swami or Goswami. And someone who has uncontrolled senses is called what? Anyone know? Godas. So it's called Godas. And so you have these various definitions of go. It not only means the cow and senses, but also earth, speech, and movement, according to the Sanskrit dictionary. So it's very interesting. So, and Vinda is translated differently too. Prabhupada translates it as pleasure, you know, go Vinda, one who gives pleasure to the senses. It's also translated in other ways as like a path or like a path. So generally we hear about Govinda in terms of the senses, in terms of the cows, and generally we are thinking, which is unlike the residents of Vrindavan, that Govinda is meant to please our senses. And in the Bhagavad Gita, this is brought out very, very clearly in the first chapter, texts 32 to 35, in which Arjuna is actually asking Krishna to please his senses using the word Govinda. And listen to the Sanskrit, it's very, very interesting. Kim no rajena govindam, kim bogair, hear that word, bogair, jivatena va, yesham arte kangshitam no, rajam boga, sukhani cha. So you have these words, several words in there. First of all, it's Govinda, obviously, O Krishna. And then you have one bogai, which means enjoyment. And then also you have another word, kankshitam, which Prabhupada translates as desired, is desired by us. Na, kankshitam, na. And then you have boga, material enjoyment. And then you have shukani. Shukani means happiness. So Arjuna is approaching Krishna for happiness, for boga, enjoyment. And the translation is, O Govinda, of what avail to us are a kingdom, happiness, or even life itself, when all those for whom we desire them are now arrayed on this battlefield. I'll read the whole translation. O Madhusudana, when teachers, fathers, sons, grandfathers, maternal uncles, fathers-in-law, grandsons, brothers-in-law, and other relatives are ready to give up their lives and properties, they're standing before me. Why should I wish to kill them, even though they might otherwise kill me? O maintainer of all living entities, I am not prepared to fight with them, even in exchange for the three worlds, let alone this earth. What pleasure will we derive, you know, there's that pleasure again, from killing the sons of Dhritarashtra? Let me read Prabhupada's purport. Arjuna's addressed Lord Krishna as Govinda because Krishna is the object of all pleasure for the cows and the senses. By using this significant word, Arjuna indicates that Krishna should understand what will satisfy Arjuna's senses. But Govinda is not meant for satisfying our senses. So in other words, when the residents of Vrindavan, the gopis and others are interacting with Krishna, they're not thinking of Govinda, Krishna, as an agent to satisfy their senses. They're thinking of satisfying Krishna's senses. So I talked a little bit about this last night in my class, that generally we conditioned souls tend to project our materialistic understanding when we hear about like kissing and physical interactions like that. We think it's like something that we have experienced and we want to experience in this world, but it's nothing like that. It's a completely different quality. Like Prabhupada said, it's iron and gold. Iron and gold are different qualities. If we try to satisfy the senses of Govinda, however, then automatically our own senses are satisfied. Materially, everyone wants to satisfy his senses, and he wants God to be the order supplier for such satisfaction. The Lord will satisfy the senses of the living entities as much as they deserve, but not to the extent that they covet, that we want. But when one takes the opposite way, namely, when one tries to satisfy the senses of Govinda without desiring to satisfy one's own senses, then, by the grace of Govinda, all the desires of the living entity are satisfied. It's a very important lesson. So, let's go with another translation of Vinda. Okay? It means path or finding. That's another translation of the word Vinda. So, Govinda can mean the path of satisfying the senses of Krishna. It's interesting, isn't it? So generally, we take Govinda as, or Radha Govinda, as indicating the aspect of bhakti known as what? Anyone know? It begins with an S. Sadhana bhakti. Just like you have the three aspects of bhakti. The sambandha, abhideya, and prayojana, right? Sambandha, of course, is the presiding deity of Sambandha is Radha Madan Mohan. Sambandha, of course, means to understand basically the different tattvas. And that's also indicated by the word Bhagawan in this particular verse. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhagawan means Krishna, who is, or God, who is full of all opulences. You know, this is the tattva. God possesses the opulences of strength, unlimited strength, unlimited knowledge, unlimited fame, unlimited renunciation, unlimited, what are the other ones? Let's see. Unlimited, I mentioned fame, strength, I mentioned strength. Strength, renunciation, fame, strength. Beauty, yeah, okay. I mentioned knowledge, I got that already. So anyway, so that's Bhagawan. And so that's sambandha gyan. Sambandha means to understand the different tattvas, like the jiva soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, time, karma, all these different energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then Abhideya, the presiding deity, is Govinda, which means to show the path of the senses. Interesting, isn't it? Did you ever hear that before? Something new for you. To show the path or to engage you in devotional service. You know, that's sadhana bhakti. But in general, Govinda is engaging people in service. So it's... Let me describe what sadhana bhakti is described as in the Nectar of Devotion, just to give you an idea. There are certain prescribed methods for employing our senses and mind in such a way that our dormant consciousness for loving Krishna will be invoked as much as a child with a little practice can begin to walk. One who has no basic walking capacity cannot walk by practice. Similarly, Krishna consciousness, this is interesting, is also in line with what we were talking about. Similarly, Krishna consciousness cannot be aroused by practice. That means it's inherent. Sorry about that, guys. Actually, there is no such practice. Prabhupada is indicating that Krishna consciousness cannot be given by practice. There is no such practice. Because it's already there. And here's another statement. When we wish to develop our innate capacity, innate means what? It's already there. Capacity for devotional service, There are certain processes by which our accepting and executing them will cause that, here's another operative word, dormant, you can use this paragraph, it's all over the place, dormant capacity to be invoked. Such practice is called sanana bhakti. So this is Govinda, and another point I just want to mention before I end class and take questions, one early. Another reason that Narada Muni leaves after he discusses all this with Krishna, and that was mentioned yesterday by Mother Irmala, there's several reasons, is that Krishna wants to protect him from committing offenses against the Brajavasis, but there's another reason that Narada Muni is generally in the Vaikuntha mood. So it's not appropriate for him to remain at that particular stage, especially with the gopis and Krishna's interaction with the gopis. So anyway, so any questions or comments? Yes? What?
What Shiva gave Arjuna, that's a different weapon.
That's a different weapon. What weapon did he give Krishna? Pashastra. Yeah, so previously, yeah. Anyway, so it appears.
And he gave Arjuna a whole bunch of stuff at that time, not just.
Yeah.
Gave him a chariot.
But the Gandiva bow is part of Arjuna's paraphernalia, eternal paraphernalia, as is the Sudarshan Chakra, part of Krishna's eternal paraphernalia. So, any other questions? Yeah.
And that's that Krishna was bringing joy to the residents of Vrindavan.
Yeah.
So the concept that Krishna does want to please the
devotees,
like
yeah.
Report where Prabhupada said, if you try to use Krishna's senses instead of trying to please our own, then you do become foolish.
Yes.
And that just like the devotees are trying to please Krishna's senses, Krishna is trying to please the senses.
Yes. But when we think like that, that the business of Krishna is to try to please our senses, then avritam gyanam etena gyanina nichabhairina kama rupena kontiya dushprena lena cha. Then we don't become satisfied. And, you know, another example is, or metaphor Prabhupada used was watering the root of the tree. When you water the root of the tree, all the leaves get watered. So when you actually serve Krishna, automatically your own senses are satisfied. Any other questions?
In regards to if you're reading from the Connected Devotion, it seems very clear that Srila Prabhupada, in line with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, is just repeating very clearly that it's inherent to the nature of Bhakti, and that anybody who's following, I mean, even Gaudiya Math,
it's all over Prabhupada's books.
Basically pervasive.
Yeah, even in the previous paragraph, Prabhupada makes some very strong statements. Similarly, devotional service of the Supreme Lord is the natural instinct of every living entity. Even uncivilized men like the Aborigines, in other words, they have that too, offer their respectful obeisances to something wonderful exhibited by nature's law. And they appreciate that behind some wonderful exhibition or action, there must be someone supreme. So this consciousness, though lying dormant in those who are materially contaminated, is found in every living entity. And when purified, this is called Krishna consciousness. All right. Any other questions? No, we can end early. Okay, thank you all very much. All glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai. What's that?
That was a nice class. Very light. Taking the word.
Govinda, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, if you use the Sanskrit dictionary, you can find it.
and so that in the form
Jai Shishi Radhagalokananda, Radhagalokananda Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Buddhale Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swami Namaste Stasis with him. Stasis in the body. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Pajami Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindam
Adi
Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Vainam Ganantam Aravinda Yatacham Bhavatam Masitam Murasundarangam Kandarpakotikamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Angani Asya Sakalan Driadriti Manti Pashyanti pan ikayanti chiram jaganti angana chinmayat sadhu jwala vigrasya govindam jai radhagalokananda
Ma Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Vasudevaya Murtiye Shivaya Bhaktivedanta Swami Namami Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Vacharya Devi
Sesis. What? Yeah, Govinda Madhi Purusha after that class. So we learned something today. All right. Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrindavan. Sri govinda gopina dharamajana moha Radha Kunda, Hiri Govardhan, Shyama Kunda, Kalinde Jamuna Jaya Jaya Mahakra. Vata, Vamshi Vata, Dwadasha Kanarava. Keshigata Vamshi Vata, Dwadasha Kanarava. Yagatsava Lila Kuila Uvushinandana. Yakasabandila kuila shinanandana. Shinandaya shoda jaya, jaya gopaka. Shinandaya shoda jaya. Shiramate Jaya Jaya Venu Vatsaka. Jaya Purusha Manu Jaya Kirti Datsundari. Jaya Risha Bhanu Jaya Ichida Sundari. Jaya Purnamasi Jaya Apura Nakari. Jaya Jaya Gopishwara Vrindavana Aja. Jaya Jaya Gopishwara Vrindavana Aja. Jaya Jaya Krishna Sagaravatu Dvijabra. Jaya Jaya Krishna Sakabhatu Dvijabra. Jaya Rama Gata Jaya Rohini Nandan. Jaya Rama Gata Jaya 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 Vrindavana Vasi Chatajana. Jaya Jaya Vrindavana Vasi Chatajana. Jaya Chweja Padni Jaya Ajakanyagan. Jaya Dvija Padne Jaya Naga Kanyaka Bhakti Jaya Narapaila Govinda Jara Bhakti Jaya Narapaila Govinda Jara Rasa Mandala Jaya Arata Chalakam Shri Rasa Mandala Jaya Jaya Arata Chalakam Jaya Jaya Rasa Lila Sarva Manora Jaya Jaya Chala Rasa Sarva Rasa Shara Jaya Jaya Chala Rasa Sarva Rasa Shara Hana Keva Pabdeya Prachate Pracha Janava Padna Padma Korea Smarana Dina Krishna Dasa Kore Namasangirtan Dina Krishna Dase Koye Namasangita Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan Jaya Radhe Jaya Krishna Jaya Vrindavan Shri Govinda Gopinatha Madhana Mohan Teta Sitashi Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chalana, the Bhaktivedanta Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. ISKCON, Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Anantakoti, Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jaya. Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakura Ki Jaya. Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda Sidwaita Garadha Sivasati Gauru Bhakta Vrindagajaya Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopi Gopinath Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhana Kijaya Vrindavanam Kijaya Maturam Kijaya Jagannatha Swami Kijaya Yamunamai Kijaya Srimati Lasi Devi Kijaya Samaveda Bhakta Vrindagajaya Gauru Premananda Hari Hari Vol. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Shilavavad Gijai.
Maum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Buddhale Shimana Bhaktivananda Swamana Stasis Swatevan Ivasasis Nivadi
Pashyata Dejatari. Read the translation. All glories to Radha Krishna and the divine forest of Vrindavana. All glories to the three presiding deities of Vrindavana, Sri Govinda, Gopinath, and Madan Mohan. All glories to Shyamakunda, Radhakunda, Govardhan Hill, and the Yamuna River, Kalindi. All glories to the great forest known as Mahavana. All glories to Keshigat, the Vamsivat tree, and the 12 forests of Braja. At these places, the son of Nanda, Sri Krishna, performed all of his pastimes. All glories to Krishna's divine father and mother, Nanda and Yashoda. All glories to the coward boys headed by Sridham. All glories to the cows and calves of Braja. All glories to Radha's divine father and mother, Vrishabhanu, and the beautiful Kirtida. All glories to Purnamasi, the mother of Sandipani Muni. All glories to the young coward maidens of Braja. All glories to Gopishra Shiva, who resides in Vrindavan in order to protect the holy Dham. All glories to Krishna's funny Brahmin friend, Madhu Mango. All glories to Ramagat, where Lord Balaram performed his rasa dance. All glories to Lord Balaram, the son of Rohini. All glories to all of the residents of Vrindavan. All glories to the wives of the proud Vedic Brahmanas. All glories to the wives of the Kaliya serpent. Through pure devotion, they all obtain the lotus feet of Lord Govinda. All glories to the place where the rasa dance of Sri Krishna was performed. All glories to the divine rasa dance, which is the most beautiful of all Lord Krishna's pastimes. All glories to the mellow of conjugal love, which is the most excellent of all rasas, and is propagated in Braja by Sri Krishna in the form of the divine Parakiya Bhav. Remembering the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda's consort, Sri Janava Devi, this very fallen and lowly servant of Krishna, sings the Sankirtan of the holy name of Hari. Jai, Shikshashtika ki jai. Okay, thank you. Nandam Buddhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Pranamritas Padanam Sarvatmasnapanam Param Vijayate Krishna Sankirtanam.